Alzheimer's disease affects more than 5 million people in the U.S., but fewer than half of them know that they have any disease at all. Even after an Alzheimer's diagnosis, not knowing you are losing your memory is one of the disease's hallmarks. As Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports from Seattle, that lack of awareness can create serious conflicts for Alzheimer's patients and their families.
Hello!
Drea Lake has been married to her husband Tyrone for more than 50 years. Tyrone has had Alzheimer's since 2002. He recently moved into a nursing home where Drea visits him 5 days a week.
Ty, do you want your music on? How about cooling the game? There you go. Listen.
Ty is bedridden now. Even though he doesn't talk much, they laugh together and Drea dances around the bed. Their devotion is palpable. But Drea says the onset of Ty's dementia almost ruined their marriage. It started with little things. They'd have family members over for dinner and share some chicken together. Then, the next day,
he would get really angry because he swore somebody was eating his chicken. Just like, ah! And I would just stand there and look at him, you know, what in the hell's going on here?
Ty's work suffered until he retired in 2005.
Even a friend of his that works with him wrote down step by step by step how to turn on the computer.
At home, he bought hundreds of knives and hid them all over the house. He started hoarding to the point that you could barely open their bedroom door. Every time Drea suggested his memory was slipping, he blew up, but neither of them connected the dots.
I thought he was just being nasty. Let's put it this way. Typical male. I was going to get a divorce.
After 40-odd years.
I was tired of it. I was tired of this behavior that didn't make sense to me.
When Drea went through cancer treatment, she spent a month in the hospital. Ty never came to visit. At one point, she fell into a coma. When she recovered, the doctor asked,
is your husband working with a full deck? He goes, I called him, told him that possibly you would not make it. And he said, well, I really appreciate you calling me. Thank you very much. And hung up.
Even when Ty was finally diagnosed, he was still totally unaware of his memory problems. One day, he attacked Drea for trying to get him to eat lunch. When she called to get him admitted to the VA hospital, the ambulance service took him to jail instead.
It's usually some kind of crisis that necessitates outside involvement.
Karin Typhoor is a geriatric mental health specialist in Seattle. She says our egos can create a kind of blind spot for memory loss.
So lots of folks, when they have dementia, they're thinking that people are stealing things from them. And if you think about it, it's much easier for your ego to accept that somebody else is stealing from you than it is to think, I'm losing my mind.
You know, sometimes when you have a lamp that has a faulty wire.
Sandra Weintraub is a psychiatrist at Northwestern University's Alzheimer's Disease Center.
Think of the brain as being a bunch of wires that are getting faulty. Sometimes the wires will connect and they'll seem perfectly normal. And the spouse may think, oh my God, I'm losing my mind.
Once Drea Lake found out the source of Ty's problems, she said she felt guilty about the resentment that had built up between them.
If I had known that this was the onset of dementia, then I probably would have been going to the doctor with him. And I would have been saying, you know, he just flares up. You know, what's going on here? Then it would have been different.
There's still no cure for Alzheimer's, but psychiatrist Sandra Weintraub says early diagnosis is crucial. Researchers are learning that we may be able to minimize Alzheimer's symptoms if we catch it soon enough. And even as the disease progresses, an accurate diagnosis can make for much better quality of life. In Seattle, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.